So now you've finished the cruise. You've gone back home to Maple Ridge. Scott's come home to Victoria. And how'd things progress from there?
It was never a question. We never had a first date because we'd already been essentially skipped past all of that jazz and straight into we're in a relationship. So we traveled. I should use that term "we" lightly. I traveled to Victoria every weekend for a year. He came over twice, I am pretty sure, in that entire year. But I bug him about that all the time. But he did work on the weekends, so I need to be a little bit more fair. He worked every Sunday. So yeah, we traveled back and forth, and then a year later, I ended up moving over to Victoria, 1993, and that's where we've been. Shortly after I moved over, we got engaged, and here we are, married a year after that, 1994.
What about the engagement? Anything that you want to share about that?
My mother was very sick at the time, and it was important to Scott to ask their permission, you know, to marry me. So he didn't feel he wanted to do that with Mom in the hospital and being so sick. He'd always said he was going to propose on a horse-drawn carriage ride. And so he had this whole big, we had this big dinner plan, this nice dinner, and we went on this horse-drawn carriage ride. So I was really expecting to be proposed to, and he didn't. And talk about bursting a bubble. I was so disappointed, but because of the circumstances, he hadn't asked Dad's permission yet. So a short time later, when he actually did propose, he explained it to me after why. But the night he proposed was very sweet. I walked into my apartment, and he'd had a sheet draped up so I could get into the bedroom and the bathroom, and he had a note and a rose pinned to the sheet, you know. Have a nice bath, you know, relax after work, and, you know, I'm getting dinner, don't peek kind of thing. So I did all that, and I had a little rest, and when he was ready for dinner, he had it all set up, his big romantic dinner, and we had our nice dinner, and then when he came to give the dessert course, he brought the ring out and got down on his hands and knees and proposed. It was very sweet, very romantic, so... And then we phoned Mom and Dad after and asked.
Great. Well, and then what about the wedding?
Wedding was great. Yeah. Wedding was in Maple Ridge. The church that I'd gone to and the pastor that I'd always grown up with, he married us. It was important for me to get married in a church. And, it was a pouring rain that morning, October 1st, 1994. But, oh, it was perfect, pouring rain. But the sun did come out. It cleared up. It was a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. Great reception. My memory, the best memory I have of that day is when I was so nervous. I got out of the car, you know, when we got to the church. I thought I was going to pass out. I was so nervous. And when those doors opened and I walked in and I looked at Scott, just stared him in the eye, and this calm came right over me, and it was just, I knew everything would be just fine. Yeah, so that's the moment that I cherished the most from that. Then we just went to Wanaque Lake Hall, had great, great party, great friends, had, you know, everybody danced and ate and drank. I think everybody had a great time. We had to take off early because we had a reservation for our wedding night at the Hotel Vancouver downtown, which in hindsight now was silly because it's over an hour and 15 minute drive from Wanaque to downtown. So we had to leave quite early. So we did miss a lot of the party, but that's okay. We had our nice night. It was a beautiful room and had champagne and strawberries waiting for us when we got there. And yeah, it was lovely, beautiful. Beautiful day. I always remember our wedding.
Well, and after the wedding, what about, you're living here in Victoria, mm-hmm. and you're living at Scott's folks' house.
Yeah, in the basement suite, yeah.
And then you bought this place. So yes. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we bought our house, 1728 Applewood Place, in 2000. We had lived in the parents in his parents' basement suite for a number of years. We had Brooke, and then we had Jada. It was just too small. There's only two bedrooms. It was too tiny. So Jada was literally, you know, a couple months old when we moved in here. She was born in June. We moved in October, and in 2000. So, yeah, it was the scariest thing we've done, I think, but the most exciting thing we've done as well. Our parents thought we were crazy because the house needed so much work. But we've picked away at it, and we've built what I think is just a lovely family home for us. It suits us perfectly, and it is home. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, it's it is a great place. And I actually saw it before. So you have done it great wonders. Well, you mentioned your two daughters, so why don't you tell me about the expansion of the family.
Expansion of the family. Well, yeah, we waited a year and decided that, okay, it's time. It's time. And then we had a bit of a, I wouldn't say a struggle so much, but it took, we had to take our time to get Brooke. We tried and tried and tried to get Brooke, and we wanted her so badly, and I don't know if that's maybe what the delay was, that we just wanted a family so badly that it just wasn't happening for us. But finally, she came along, and it was very exciting to be pregnant. Had a very nice pregnancy, actually. No problems at all. Craved iced tea all the time. Couldn't get enough iced tea with Brooke. It's all about the iced tea. With the day she was born, we had watched Pulp Fiction that evening and went to bed around 11. And as soon as I got into bed, I could feel some twinges and thought, this is interesting. But went to sleep anyway, got woken up again, crack of dawn, you know, about 6 in the morning, thinking, yeah, these are very regular twinges now, time to get to the hospital. So we phoned Mom and Dad so they could be on the early ferry, but they decided not to pick up the phone. So they unfortunately missed out on the delivery, but we made it to the hospital, had a nice quick labor delivery, all natural. And it was just the greatest, most proud, most awe-inspiring moment of my life to see her experience her being born. It was unbelievable. No words can even describe the feeling. Just the love that comes over you when you hold your brand new baby that you wanted so badly. A couple years later, it was time for us to do it all again. So we thought, well, we wanted them about at least 3 years apart. And so we thought, well, better start now, as it took forever to get Brooke. So we better get started. And first try. Jada was eater. Jada's her own person. No one always has been. So she doesn't follow any of the other set rules of life that the rest of us follow. So right away, pregnant with Jada. With her, it was craving Dairy Queen. Couldn't get enough Dairy Queen. Always had to have the banana split blizzard, so which was nice for Brooke because she always liked to go for the ice cream as well. So again, great delivery with her. I ended up being induced about a month early with her. I had a bit of a situation. I had a polyp on my cervix that they needed to investigate, so they needed to get her out of there, so they induced me a month early. So had a very simple delivery with her because I was induced. It was a couple hours. There we are, bing bang, and the same feelings, the same everything comes over you. She looked exactly the same as Brooke looked when she was born. Couldn't even tell them apart as brand newborns, but you know, quickly they. I could see the difference, but at first it was that immediate sense of love and pride and everything, the same feelings all over again. Yeah, two joys of our lives. So proud of them and everything that they've accomplished in their lives and everything that they've become. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start to cry because I'm just so proud of them and I just love them so, so much. you know, words can't even describe, just can't even describe it. And I'll gladly shed these tears.
Is there anything specific about their traits or something that really kind of sticks out or makes them special or just kind of makes you twinkle in you?
Well, I look at Brooke and see myself, a lot of myself in her. I understand a lot. I didn't when she was younger. I didn't get her. but now that every year that she gets older, I understand her more and more, and I see a lot of myself in her. So I see just a beautiful young girl who's very talented, very artistic, very capable. She rose. She's found a passion that she loves to do between art and rowing, and she's just very, very dedicated to what she loves to do, and I just see a lot of myself in her. Jada is, like I said, I don't understand her. She's more like Scott. She's more free-spirited, outgoing, my cuddler. She's my lover. I see in her things that I want to be. You know, I want to be more open and more loving, and I see that in her, and so I try to mold myself to her. She makes me say I love you every day, whereas I have a hard time saying that sometimes, but she's made me come out of my shell a little bit and say stuff like that, so I thank her for that. I see a lot of just those beautiful qualities in her. Yeah, they're just wonderful people. Love them both.
Awesome. And we'll get back to them in a little bit, too. What happens at the Thompson household? What's, what are some of your family traditions? Christmas is a big one. You just have to drive by the front of your house to see.
Yes.
And all the things that you do as a family here.
Christmas is a huge tradition in our house. Scott is Mr. Christmas, Mr. Clark Griswold of the Outdoor Illumination. So, as Hap just said, driving by our house, you'll see a number of inflatables, five inflatables, Christmas lights galore. We just love it. Every year we do a Christmas light tour, and we go to Bouchard Gardens and look at the lights, and all about the lights and the TV shows. We always watch all the TV shows, Christmas Vacation and Your Rudolph and Charlie Brown Christmas. And yeah, our Christmas traditions of Christmas Eve is always our favorite time. We have the family over and we just do Athens for dinner and just come together as a family. It's just a great time. Christmas morning is always fun. Stockings are the huge tradition. Massive amounts of stockings. I've never seen more stockings than when I joined the Thompson family. Holy smokes. And on a daily basis, we just come and we go. The kids are so active and busy. We try to, as much as we can, sit down as a family together for dinner. It usually happens, 6 out of 7 nights. Which is great. It's a great time to come together as a family and just chat about the day. And, even if the girls don't feel like chatting at the time, we try our hardest to do that.